This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing toll-free. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've also got Discord. The Discord on-air call-in lines are available to you over on our Discord server, which is a place where you can go and chat with other Free Talk Live listeners, some of the hosts of the show, over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. We had earlier talked about the Pledge of Allegiance, some controversy surrounding it in a Florida? Anyway, Atlanta. Atlanta Charter School, where they had rescheduled the pledge from the morning gathering that they have for the entire school to later on in the day, and were intending to make it more of an option because some people were opting out of doing the Pledge of Allegiance, and I think that's great news that people are opting out of the pledge. Maybe people are starting to see through this vision of sort of government, pro-government
statism. They're not opting out for that reason, Ian.
No, why are they opting out?
This is Atlanta. They're opting out because they feel like some portion of the population's out to get them.
That's why they're opting out of the Pledge of Allegiance?
That's what my theory is, yes. This is the same. This is a carryover, the Black Lives Matter, Kaepernick taking a knee, these sorts of things. Mm. I support their right to do it. However, I'm of the opinion that what separates us in the world isn't the amount of melanin in our skin.
No, I agree. I totally agree. I mean, we're all individuals. I mean, you're jumping to a conclusion. You don't know why they're not saying the Pledge of Allegiance, but
it isn't some wave of principled libertarianism.
No, I wasn't suggesting that it was, but I, as far as I'm concerned, whatever their reasons are, I'm happy that people aren't saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
I'm not happy that anybody does anything for bad reasons. I'm not happy that they do good things for bad reasons. I want people to do good things for good reasons, and that's really all I'm in this for. So you should have good, solid, logical reasons for everything you do in life.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't know what their reasons are until you ask each individual why they're not saying the Pledge of Allegiance. So we'll just leave your speculation right where it sits and go to your calls and thoughts here. Also, further, the school, unfortunately, then made things worse by creating their own pledge that was like a pledge to the school family, I think they called it, and the community, and the so-called global something or other. I don't have it in front of me right now. We're going to your calls and thoughts here. Let's talk to Jim in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Jim.
Hey, good evening, guys. How's everyone doing?
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've got an opinion that I'm sure is probably not going to be too popular, but I listen to the show quite a bit, and I enjoy it. I'm definitely all about everyone having the right to have their own opinion and reasons. And listening to the show tonight, the first point I wanted to make, the gentleman you guys, I think, ended up having to cut him off because of some language issues.
Yeah.
I have to really doubt that the guy is converting police officers to believe that the laws are arbitrary and not worthy of being upheld. I think
that's a big claim. I mean, you're referring to the guy who doesn't drive with a driver's license who had called in the last hour, and he actually did make that claim, which is pretty unbelievable. But
I can tell you this, though. If you run a nationally syndicated radio program for any period of time, you basically either have to come to one conclusion or the other. Everybody's an idiot and everybody's lying. Or you kind of have to take people at their word for what they say. And
absolutely. And, you know, I'm not saying the guy's an idiot. I don't know the guy from Adam, but I can tell you I spent most of a career working with and training with police officers, the vast majority of whom are dedicated men and women who want to give back to the community and make the jurisdiction that they serve a safer place. Are they going to always agree with the laws that they uphold? Not necessarily. I think there are some laws that are arbitrary, but it doesn't say anywhere in the U.S. Constitution we have a right to drive a vehicle. It is a privilege. And I just have a lot of doubt about police officers just turning the other cheek and letting this guy drive without a license or even without a license plate. I mean, that's
what I agree with you. It's unlikely. However, I would disagree that driving is a privilege. I would say that if the governments of the municipal governments of the world want to tax me and use my tax dollars to build roads, that I therefore have a right to drive on those roads if they tax me for them. That's not a privilege. That's a right.
Can you show me in the Constitution where it says we have a right to operate a motor vehicle?
The Constitution doesn't make rights. The Constitution's very clear that it doesn't enumerate all the rights. But I can tell you this, that if you steal my money at the point of a gun, if necessary, and you use that money to build a road, and then you talk about rights, you give yickety-yak to rights, then, by God, I got a right to that road because you used my money for it, right?
Okay, well, possibly. But what about the maintenance of that road?
They're taxing me for that too.
Are you saying that your taxes take care of all of the roads in the country?
I was specific.
If you even read most of the state driver's manuals, it talks about the fact that it is a right. It's not a privilege even granted by the states that you're in.
Driver's manuals would not say it's a right. They would say it's a privilege.
It's a privilege, correct.
Okay, you got it reversed.
Right. Nowhere in the driver's manual, and I apologize.
Oh, I know.
Nowhere in the driver's manual.
Of course the government's going to tell you that.
Right. The government's populated with liars and thieves.
Okay.
And the liars and thieves say that I have a privilege to drive, so they can therefore charge me lots of money to do so.
Right. By the way,
I understand the notion.
By the way, as long as you pay for gas in any old state in the union, you're paying for the roads there. You understand that, right?
Yeah, I do absolutely understand that. I'm an educated individual.
Right.
To the point where I said that takes me to my second point. I heard someone, and I was kind of shutting the radio off, so speaking to one of your folks there that take the calls and screen them initially. So I didn't hear all the conversation, but it sounded like there was some reference to a police state or something of that. There was some discussion about Hitler not killing any Jews or anything, and I'm not going to go that deep, but I think
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Nobody said anything that Hitler didn't kill Jews. That did not get said here, obviously.
Please go ahead.
Somebody said.
I think what Mark said was that Hitler didn't do the dirty work himself. He had people do it.
Okay. Sure. But I hear a lot of conversation about how the United States has become a police state. There's a lot of people that like to compare things going on today with Nazis or the Holocaust, and I've heard people talk about some things happening.
I'll make those comparisons.
Not.
Sure.
I don't think there's comparisons.
I think there's some room for common sense there. Do people agree as the most part with everything going on in the United States? Absolutely not. Does that mean we're a police state and we're
what would make you believe that you are in a police state?
Yeah, what would have to be happening for you to be in police state? What would have to occur on a regular basis?
Well, I think first and foremost, it would be a strict reduction of rights. As Americans, we have a lot of freedom that other people don't have. If you look around the world, we enjoy a lot of freedoms to travel at our leisure, to go where we want to go.
There are already internal checkpoints operating. There was one operating this week here in New Hampshire on I-93 in Woodstock, where the Border Patrol set up an internal checkpoint and stops every single car going through. So you do not have freedom.
Right? They're asking the one question, are you a United States citizen or not?
They don't say papers, please, in a German accent, it's not. So because they don't say papers, please.
They don't restrict their travel.
Yes, they do.
Whoa,
mister.
Have you ever been through one?
You are dead-ass wrong, okay? I've been through one of these, and I said, do you have reasonable, articulable suspicion that I've committed a crime? And they said no. Wait a second.
He's still talking. I don't think he listened to what you said. I had him on hold.
I went through one of these checkpoints. I said, do you have reasonable, articulable suspicion that I've committed a crime? They said no. And I said, am I being detained? They said yes. I said, how can you detain me if you don't have reasonable, articulable suspicion? They said, because we can. That's a detention, man.
And as I said, you can disagree. That's what it's all about.
I'm not disagreeing.
Disagree with what?
Now you sound like a Democrat, okay? Like, let's be serious here. This isn't let's agree to disagree. I was stopped, and they would have shot me if I didn't pull over. That's not agreeing to disagree. That's deadly force, right?
Yeah, and to act like, it's no big deal. It's just one question. They just ask you one little question, and then they let you go on your way. What's the big deal about
that? As long
that?
As you have your papers, you are free to travel.
Thanks for the call, Jim. The toll-free number here, you just lick that boot, okay?
I'm not saying that it doesn't have to run this way. I'm just saying that you got to look at it, and it the parallel is there.
855-450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform and generate income from them. This will allow Horizon to bring thousands of real-life services to the community, services that provide freedom, utility, and privacy. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community, Horizen.global.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
live Saturday edition of the show. You dial toll-free. Join us on the radio here to control the airwaves with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. I do want to let you know that we are now on Mastodon, which is the decentralized alternative to Twitter. And we're still kind of getting everything set up behind the scenes to see, you know, how best to post all these different systems, Facebook, Twitter, Mastodon, because Free Talk Live now has accounts on all three of those systems. And so if you want to follow us on the decentralized platform on Mastodon, you can join or follow us by going to Toot, T-O-O-T, toot.freetalklive.com.
If you've never heard of Mastodon, it's just that all the cool kids are using it, that's all.
It's pretty new-ish, I guess, within the last couple of years.
Not kids. It's the computer geeks, the people that are concerned about privacy and these sorts of things.
Yeah. Also the people that are concerned about censorship.
Yeah, censorship.
That's what's really driving people to Mastodon is you've seen the headlines recently about people being banned from Twitter, I'm sure. Alex Jones, for instance, and others banned from Twitter for having opinions that differ from the Twitter admins, basically.
They differ from mine, too, but that doesn't mean that I don't support his right to say it.
Sure. Well, I mean, I don't even know what exactly we're talking about at this point, but people have been banned for different reasons. And ultimately, if you have a decentralized version of Twitter, which is what Mastodon is, because each person or whoever wants to can run a server if they want to, that means there are now like hundreds or I don't know how many there are. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of Mastodon servers out there. So somebody launched one for libertarians, and I decided, all right, we've heard about Mastodon. Let's give it a try. And so there's now a Free Talk Live channel in which we post things like our show prep and maybe special announcements from the hosts of the show. So if you want to follow it, go to toot.freetalklive.com.
And I don't want to censor you, but I do want to censure you. In the last segment, you said something about, yeah, this is like Nazi Germany. And
what is like Nazi Germany?
The United States. Like now is like Nazi Germany.
No, I wasn't saying it was like Nazi Germany and that there are death camps or anything
like that.
You have
to be very careful with this, right? Like, so that's what, when we use rhetoric, and that's what we do here, you do not want to give people the wrong impression. You certainly don't want to arm your enemies with bad quotes. So I would suggest that you try to avoid statements like, this is like Nazi Germany.
If you say that.
If you want to, it was something similar.
The caller said something about, one of you said something about Hitler or Nazis, et cetera, relating it to the United States. And I said, yeah, I'll make the argument that it's similar. And I will make the argument. Checkpoints being set up in your city or near where you live that you have to go through sounds kind of Nazi-esque to me. I didn't get the chance to say that because we were in the middle of the conversation at that point. But that feels like, you know, I'm in a police state, and I would liken a police state to living under a Nazi rule.
Well, authoritarian.
Whether it's national socialism or not is another question.
Yeah, I prefer the term authoritarian if I can use it in those sorts of circumstances, because that's what it is. I mean, authoritarian regimes like their checkpoints.
Sure.
And, you know, yeah, sure.
Did the Nazis have checkpoints?
Yeah, they sure did.
Okay, then.
And
it's like that.
At that point, they would probably ask you more things. So what this guy did, and he said, like some law enforcer.
He did seem like he said he was training.
Maybe a trainer or something like that. And I worked with law enforcement for many years, and I'd say many of the ideas around liberty were taught to me by law enforcement officials. You know, I think that they're.
I want to go back to our phone calls here.
I want to do that, but I'm just saying that, you know, all he said was, "Hey, well, it was just one question."
Yeah. Oh, regarding the checkpoints?
The checkpoints, yeah.
Well, that's not okay. You're taking away people's freedom to ask them one question. And further, threatening them if they don't answer that question. There was somebody here in New Hampshire, a candidate for U.S. Congress, who was stopped at one of these checkpoints. And they told him if he didn't answer the question, they were going to detain him until he did. Which is entirely illegal. They're not supposed to do that. They're not supposed to threaten you
Supreme
like
Court,
that.
The Morales case just said that he was not detained for an inordinate amount of time. So, you know.
So they attempted to intimidate him into answering their question. So there's much more going on here. Just one little question. No, they're stopping wholesale every single car. You cannot avoid this checkpoint. It is on the interstate. If you're on the interstate and you don't know better, then, you know, if you don't know it's on the way coming up, you could avoid it if you knew about it. But if you don't know, know, you're in, you know, you can't turn around.
You're funneled in.
Right. So you can't avoid it, and you can refuse to answer the question, which is what I did, and I had a video camera out as well, and they waved me right on through. Because they didn't want to have it on record, the abuses that they are conducting at these checkpoints.
Freedoms are rarely protected by those that work for the government, and most often protected by those that you want to hate the most, the protesters, the refuseniks, these kind of people.
Let's talk to Leon. He's in Chico, California, listening online. Go ahead, Leon.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to add a little bit into that whole police state thing. I mean, I feel that we're absolutely living in a police state. I mean, I know I live out here, but I mean, I've gone through checkpoints all the time, especially around holidays like 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day, whatever. They'll set up checkpoints. They pull every single car over. They find a flashlight in your face. And it's like, have you had anything to drink today? They're trying to catch drunk drivers, which, I mean, I don't agree with that, you know, anyway, because, you know, it's like, but yeah, absolutely.
I don't agree in trading in uranium, but they'd ever have a checkpoint for that.
The fact of the matter is, and even the New Hampshire State Police admitted this at the recent hearing, there was a bill this year to abolish DUI checkpoints in the state of New Hampshire. It didn't pass. I don't think it passed the Senate. It passed the House, which was awesome. I didn't expect it to pass the House. But the state police actually came in and admitted that they are more effective when they don't do checkpoints. That they're more effective when they just drive around and look for people driving. When, you know, you notice the drunk weaving in the lane or weaving out of the lane or whatever it is the drunk person is doing, it's easier to detect a drunk when they're actually driving around. And you don't have to just destroy wholesale the freedom of the other people who are on the road
the
in
Fourth
order
Amendment.
To do that.
Yeah.
So they admitted to that. Anyway, Leon, anything else you want to share, go ahead.
I also just wanted to throw a comment in there. You guys were talking about World War One and the U.S. involvement in that. Like, I just wanted to throw in, like, you know, I had read that during World War One, you know, one of the main reasons why we got involved in World War One was because, you know, France and Germany had borrowed massive amounts of money from American banks, obviously. And obviously, it's in the banker's interest for, you know, how they're going to get that money back. Well, that's find a way to get the U.S. involved in that conflict to begin with. So any thoughts that you guys have on that?
How does that get the bankers their money back? I'm missing the connection.
Well, because they if they're not if Germany, the banks that gave loans to Germany during that war likely didn't get their money back because Germany just couldn't pay and wouldn't pay. Ultimately, you have to ask a state. A state has to be willing to pay it back. The winners are going to be much more willing to pay back than the losers are. I wouldn't doubt it. I haven't looked into this. The sort of the economics behind warfare and how they affect the final outcome is fascinating to me. But, you know, most of the writings on things that go boom and fly around or whatever.
Hey, Leon, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. We got more time for you if you want to dial in here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Join us here on Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A former Trump Tower doorman says he's been released from a contract with America Media Inc., the company that publishes the National Enquirer. And now he can discuss claims about President Trump that he had been prohibited from revealing. This represents another legal setback for the president, who has endured several of them this week alone. The former Trump Tower doorman has received $30,000 during the presidential race in exchange for his silence about what he says he knows of an alleged affair that the president had years ago with his former housekeeper. The doorman claims that his relationship with her produced a child. America Media Inc. CEO David Pecker has been given immunity by federal prosecutors looking into former Trump attorney Michael Cohen's allegations that candidate Trump directed him to violate federal election laws. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free if you want and take control of the airwaves here. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
That toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got a Twitch channel if you want to watch the show for whatever reason. It's there, and it's in glorious HD quality, 720p, compared to our YouTube channel, which is not HD. So if you want the best possible picture, the Twitch is the way to go. And Twitch is a pretty slick platform for video streaming, because they will give you a notification if you follow our channel, which is twitch.lrn.fm. They'll take you right to it. If you follow our channel and you've got your notifications turned on or the app installed, you can either get email or app notifications from Twitch when we go live. That way you know that we're there, even though you kind of should already know we're there 7 nights a week, lives from 7 to 10 at night Eastern. It's nice to get that little ping to remind you that we're here. So if you really like what we're doing, then please follow our Twitch channel. And thank you to the over 400 people that are following us there at twitch.lrn.fm. And Twitch is a video gaming platform primarily, but they opened up for other kinds of content, and so we are that other kind of content. But every now and then, there's some video game streaming that actually goes on our Twitch channel. So, again, follow us over at twitch.lrn.fm as we go to your calls here. We go to, let's talk to Jesse. He's calling in from Maine on the Discord call-in line. Go ahead, Jesse.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're on the air.
So I want to talk about something I'm kind of dealing with right now.
Okay.
So I live in LA, and I run a side business, kind of like a side hustle, doing iPhone repairs from home.
Okay.
I've been doing it for about 2 years now, and finally, I guess, there's a Bureau of Electronic and Appliance Repair in California that,
there's a reason it's ranked number 48 free estate in the union, is because they've got a Bureau of Electronics and Appliance Repair.
Yep. And I guess they found out about me, or someone reported me, probably. Wow. Who knows? But yeah, they sent me an email saying I'm under investigation and I need to get compliant and sign up for the license. But really, it's just like a money grab. They want
sure. How much?
Right. Are you saying you won't be a better repairer of iPhones once you pay their money and get the license?
Yeah, there's no test they do or anything. It's basically just compliance.
Just
so
straight up. Okay.
Son, I've read the Constitution. I don't see in there any right to repair iPhones.
Yeah, it's $190. I mean, it's not much.
For a year?
But it's, I guess, every, yeah, I think so.
Repairing iPhones is a privilege. You're privileged to be able to repair an iPhone in the great state of California. I think you ought to be grateful.
Right, right. And that's on top of all the other licenses you need, you know, business license, what is it, a seller's permit, you know, to collect sales tax,
God.
all that junk. So I'm kind of, I guess I'm trying to debate whether I should even go through that whole process or just keep doing what I'm doing.
Well, somebody snitched you out. It was probably a competitor. Do you advertise anywhere? Or is it just word of mouth?
I guess just locally on like OfferUp, Craigslist.
Okay.
And then I have a Yelp account. On Yelp, I'm rated like 5 stars. I have like 80 reviews, all 5 stars.
That's your problem.
I have no problems.
Yep.
Yeah.
You do a good job and the word gets around and people want to do business with you. Then the guy who's not doing quite as good of a job sitting there with a storefront twiddling his thumbs in the off hours is like, I'm going to go find those people who are doing this out of their house and not paying the Bureau of Electronics and Appliance Repair.
Yeah. Price sits on the board.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, these boards are often populated by these kinds of people, by the way. Often people who are right in the industry.
Mm-hmm. So what do they threaten you with? Yeah. I mean, they're going to hit you with, what is it, X amount of dollars per day fines? Did they actually come right out with the threats in the email?
Actually, no. They just kind of just said that I'm under investigation and they attached the application and what I need to follow if I am going to compliance. There's like all these rules you have to get.
We're investigating you, sir. We would like you to help us with your with our investigation by admitting to conducting this activity by going ahead and getting licensed for it. So just go right ahead and jump through those hoops. We promise we'll be so nice to you from here on out.
Yeah. I've had friends who own shops and they've dealt with the same thing as they didn't even know existed. One day just showed up and they're like, hey, you guys aren't compliant.
How would that work if it wasn't the government, right? Like if somebody contacted you out of the blue and they're like, hey.
I hear you repairing iPhones over there.
Right.
It'd be a real shame if somebody came to your house and threw you in jail for repairing iPhones. I mean, that's exactly
what this is.
Because it doesn't come with a cheesy Hollywood Italian accent, and it doesn't have that kind of mafia pinstripe feel.
They've got a logo. They've got a, they're the
all
government.
All they are is the most successful gang in a given geographic area. It's a cartel of gangs stacked up on top of each other. And just because they don't have the cheap Italian accent there and the silly suit doesn't mean they're not a gang.
So I don't know if, look, I'm not an attorney. I certainly don't know anything about California statutes and codes and all that. But, it's pretty unlikely that it's considered a legal notice if they're sending you an email. But if they are actually investigating you, then there's certainly a chance that a more legal notice is going to be coming at some point once they figure out where your office is and they, take the time to type one up.
If they have to hunt you down and they finally do hunt you down, then that's when you're gonna be in trouble. Now, maybe you're protected, and if you've got enough protection, enough layers, then you can keep on keeping on, but... Yeah, and who knows exactly what they're going to do with you if they finally do get an actual letter to you. You could just say the email went to my spam box, sorry.
Well, you report it
shouldn't say anything. You shouldn't say anything, in my opinion. If
well,
you're,
I didn't.
Yeah.
Well, this is once the investigation comes along. Yes.
Yeah. That's a tough call, man. So you're still thinking about what to do? You said.
Yeah. I guess you know, if I go through the whole making an LLC, there's a whole bunch of other crap I have to deal with.
Well, how's that going to change anything? Then they're just going to demand the LLC pay them $190.
I guess this is one question: is what is it? Would it be cheaper to get a PO private mailbox? You know, one of these shipping shack kind of mailboxes, these UPS store kind of mailboxes in Nevada. Have people send their stuff to Nevada and then have them package ship stuff to you from the store in Nevada. I mean,
you're
going to
pay more for shipping at some point than $190 if he's doing a bunch of business, if he's getting a bunch of phones repaired. Do most people drop off the phones in person or do they ship them to you?
I do both, actually. Both. So I do a local, basically I meet people outside my house. I grab the phone, fix it, 30 minutes later, it's ready to go. But also have shops across the country.
30 minutes.
Stuff.
That's incredible turnaround, man. That's really awesome. Yeah. No wonder they want to go after you.
Yeah, you're just doing too good of a job. You're going to drive one of these poor businessmen that does that gets it ready by the end of the day. You're going to drive him out of business.
Yeah, a lot of people like coming to me rather than going to the Apple store, because the Apple store, you just wait all day.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes they decline the repair.
They probably bend you over a barrel on price, too. Now, Jesse, I know you're visiting New Hampshire. You came out to Keene yesterday to our crypto meetup. How has your visit so far been to the Shire?
It's great, actually. Let's see, yesterday we're in Keene. Today we came to Portsmouth. It's beautiful. But
never shot a gun before. He's never shot a gun before, and he went out shooting with my roommate. Yeah. Mark. He went out with Matt Roach. Good times.
Yeah, that was really fun.
And is your wife having a good time as well? Here?
Yeah, she loves it.
All right, excellent.
She's trying to convince me to move here.
Well, you should listen to her. She's a smart woman. Thanks for the call tonight, Jesse. Really appreciate hearing from you. Usually it works the other way around, where, you know, it's like, it tends to be males who are involved in the liberty movement, and they kind of have to convince the wife to uproot wherever it is they're from and move to New Hampshire. If you got the wife trying to convince you to move to New Hampshire, I'm sure you can find people with cell phones in the
problem
Boston
solved.
Area, right? Like, set up shop in Portsmouth or something like that, and then, you know, you can take
one of those
phones
towns
from,
right across the line.
Yeah, right across the line from Massachusetts. All right. Hey, thanks for the call. We'll continue here. Only moments remain. Maybe we'll get you in if you're already on hold. If you're not already on hold, well, you're probably not getting in tonight because the phones are loaded up here on Free Talk Live. But don't worry. We do this thing 7 nights a week. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. If you're on the line right now, we are going to do our best to get you in. It's Ian and Mark in the studio. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Got a lot of features on our site. Archives, they go back for years. I mean, more than a decade. And it's free over at freetalklive.com. So please enjoy that. Another great free service through our website. Our Discord server, Mark, you were just marveling at the fact there were over 100 people apparently logged into our Discord server.
Chit-chatting away.
Right now, I don't know if all 100 are chit-chatting, but they're logged in. You know, there's lurkers, right? Like people, probably the majority of them don't actually participate in
the
watch.
Chat.
But they're there, and there are people talking about various different topics. We've got different chat rooms, not just about Free Talk Live, but there's one for cryptocurrency. There's one for gaming, talk about New Hampshire stuff going on here. So Jesse, who was just on the line with us on Discord, has been posting like pictures from his traveling as he's been going around New Hampshire. So check it out over at discord.lrn.fm. That's discord.lrn.fm. As we go to the phones, to the fun, let's start with Rusty in Woodville, Texas. Rusty, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, howdy, guys. I didn't know if y'all were aware that John McCain has passed away within, I guess, the past 2 hours. I wanted to get kind of y'all's perspective on it. Just my
I'm going to go out on a limb and make a prediction that whoever it is that replaces John McCain will also be a scum-sucking politician.
Yeah,
I guess my thoughts on it are that, you know, that it doesn't matter the power of the...
Sorry, you guys were both talking over one another. Rusty, go ahead.
Yeah, hopefully his replacement isn't such a warmonger and obstructionist. McCain did vote against the repeal of Obamacare, and then there's a reason he's lauded by the liberal leftist, saying he's the true Republican. I think I hate to bash a guy when he's kind of down or
he's dead.
Not with us anymore, but he has a record. You know, there's some things that just don't square with me. But
earlier in the show, I was talking about my relationships with people and how I try to value things like truth, honesty, justice, peace, personal responsibility above personal relationships that, you know, I may not know you, but the first thing I'm going to do is make sure that you're, you know, you're telling the truth on things. And if you are telling the truth, then, well, you know, we can start having a conversation. When it comes to politicians, I don't care if they've just died, if they've been dead for 100 years, or, you know, they killed themselves in some, you know, remote place in Germany with a shot to the head. I don't care what they did. It's what they did in their lives that I'm going to look at and I'm going to talk about. So I'm sure John McCain was a great guy to his kids. I'm sure that his wife loved him. And you know, all those. I don't know anything about that. I'm just saying I'm sure because that's the kind of thing you say about somebody before you bash him. But, I mean, when he went into politics, he's pretty authoritarian, and he didn't seem to love – he didn't seem to find a war he didn't love. And the reason I – didn't vote for him in the 2008 election was because he said bomb, 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 Iran.
Sick stuff.
And that was enough for me.
Rusty, thank you for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's talk to James. He's traveling through Wyoming. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Hey there.
Yes, hello, guys. I just want to thank you for what you do. It's amazing, offering, you know, the ability to discuss any kind of topic.
Sure.
I just wanted to quickly tell you that dictionary.com defines police state as a nation whose rulers maintain order and obedience by the threat of police or military force. What are the American police doing now? Killing, what, 4 to 5 Americans a day? I think that might come under police state.
Well, it sounds like any country would be a police state by that definition. I mean, ultimately, a state is an organization that claims a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass. So if you don't follow whatever the rules are, they're going to send somebody after you. That person's likely to be called a police officer. And that, you know, ultimately, the state claiming monopoly makes it authoritarian.
Hmm.
Absolutely. And I'm just passing through a town called Rawlins, Wyoming. It's on Real Estate 80, and I just like to pull things up as I'm going through towns, and it looks like the police there killed a man from Fort Collins who was allegedly selling marijuana from a convenience store parking lot. The AP describes the witnesses as saying he was shot execution style. This man's name was John Veach. He was from Fort Collins, Colorado.
So the cops killed some dude over selling some weed in this town in Wyoming. Allegedly,
yes, yeah. And of course.
Well, it's not alleged that the cops killed him, but it's alleged that he was selling weed, is what you're saying.
Absolutely, and the county attorney, of course, ruled that the shooting was justified, but the family has filed lawsuits. So, you know, there's hope there, and I just want to thank you guys again for what you do.
You're welcome,
I hope
James.
Your listeners understand what a service you're doing.
James, thank you. Drive safe. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Let's continue. My dog Rex on the line in Florida. My dog Rex, go ahead.
Hey, thank you guys for letting me in.
Yes.
I want to direct you to Clint Richardson wrote a blog, Debunking Education, Exposing the Syndicate.
And, what's that? What's the Syndicate?
The Syndicate is the school system.
Okay.
Or the education system. And from David Spangler, Director of Planetary Initiative for the United Nations, said or wrote, no one will enter the New World Order unless he or she will make a pledge to worship Lucifer. So talking about the Pledge of Allegiance, a pledge is a surety or a bail. It could also be the answer to or the guarantee, and for Middle English, it was to risk the loss of or be exposed to danger, or similar to plight.
I'm lost here. I don't know if it's because the phone was kind of cutting out a little bit. You're saying a pledge is a surety? That's one of the definitions of a pledge, and then what?
Surety, bail, guarantee, responsibility, the risk of loss, or exposed to danger. A pledge for the schools... The pledge is the praise of a thing, as opposed to religion to God and the laws of nature. But you're pledging your heart and your soul and your body to an
in
idea.
In service of the state, in service of the idea of the government.
Right. So it's a training. I look at it as a training for future soldiers or future
mind-numbed robots, like Rush Limbaugh would say, but is training your children as young and when they're very influential.
Impressionable.
Yeah.
To obey.
It's pretty obvious. I mean, that's pretty clear. If you're going to take six, you know, kindergartners, five-year-olds, and start making them say this little prayer to an icon, essentially, you're trying to achieve something. Like, what are you trying to achieve? And
brainwashing.
This is not a form of brainwashing. This is not a form of brainwashing. I mean, it's
standard
amazing.
Brainwashing is you repeat the same thing over and over again.
You repeat the same thing over and over and over again, and then ultimately people will defend it themselves. Then you don't need to defend it any longer.
What's been happening all night tonight.
Right. I mean, that's what's going on. And to me, I'm with the... I'm with the Amish and the Mennonites and the Hutterists and the Quakers when they say that this is, to me, is a false god.
It's an icon.
It's an icon for a false god. That there's only one entity to whom I will pledge allegiance, and I cannot pledge allegiance to two. So don't ask me to pledge allegiance to your god. Thanks.
Thank you, my dog Rex, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Michael in Virginia Beach, listening to WNIS. Hello, Michael.
Hello. Listen, you're off the air here, and I would love to hear your response.
I can't talk to you right now. You're way too loud. It's probably not your fault. There may be something on the board that needs to get tweaked down, or you can back away from your phone. One or the other. You can back way, way away from your phone. Your choice.
Okay. How's that now? Is that better?
Not much better, but maybe back further away and then try again.
Okay. Okay. How about that?
Go ahead.
All right. You're off the air here at the WNIS. I'm calling from Virginia Beach. I would like to hear the two of you respond to my comment and question. So, please don't hang up as you normally do.
Well, right, we're going to have to because
you got 1 minute.
We're short
on
time. You don't even have a minute. You got 20 seconds.
Okay. Well, I waited for 2.5 hours to say this. I believe that the Bible is true and reliable when it says that Jesus Christ is the Messiah of Israel who will rule the world with a rod of iron. I think that puts the two of you in a whole lot of trouble.
I want to know more about what you're saying, but we don't have time for it tonight. So if you want to call in tomorrow or Monday, you don't have to call when we're live on WNIS because we're only there on Saturday nights. Feel free to call in any night of the week, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time.
Jesus can call in, too, if he's got anything to say.
We'd love to hear from Jesus.
Yep.
Tomorrow you can join us in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.